Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The Biden administration is sending $60 million to help in cleaning up Tuesday's bridge collapse outside the port of Baltimore. Six people were killed after a cargo ship hit a bridge support and it gave way. No vessels can get in or out of the port. Scott Cowan is the president of the local chapter of the International Longshoremen's Association. He says the Baltimore dock workers will feel the economic pain of the port closure.
Now, the longshoremen don't have a job, but the consumers are still going to get their goods because they're going to be trucked from Virginia and Philadelphia here and distributed that way. So it's still, the supply chain's still going to move. It's going to impact the region a little bit, but the main people affected here are the Port of Baltimore workers.
Coast Guard officials are moving the biggest crane on the eastern seaboard to the river. They have to cut the bridge wreckage into pieces before it can be salvaged. The UN's top court is ordering Israel to ensure that more food reaches Palestinians in Gaza who are starving. The court is responding to a case lodged by South Africa accusing Israel of genocide against Palestinians. Israel rejects the accusation. NPR has spoken with a former hostage who was rescued from Gaza last month after 129 days in captivity. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports from Tel Aviv.
71-year-old Luis Har was taken captive on October 7th along with four other family members and held in an apartment in Gaza. Har said they were not physically harassed, but that one of the armed guards fixated on a 17-year-old girl in the group and said he wanted to marry her. Har says he told stories to the captives every evening to lift their spirits. In November, the women were released during a prisoner exchange. In February, he and his partner's brother were freed in an Israeli rescue operation. He calls on the Israeli government to release Palestinians convicted of killing Israelis in exchange for Hamas releasing the remaining hostages. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
The Texas Attorney General is investigating a company that plays a key role in making Boeing 737 aircraft. Boeing's safety measures have been questioned after a door plug flew off a Boeing jet in midair in January. NPR's Ayanna Archie reports.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says Spirit AeroSystems Holdings, Inc. has had a litany of problems in its manufacturing of fuselages for select Boeing 737 models. He alleges those mishaps could be responsible for a growing list of safety issues reported with some of Boeing's planes. His office is requesting documents related to how the company is managed and organized. Paxton particularly wants to investigate the company's diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI efforts, to see if they negatively impact the manufacturing process. Texas Republicans, who dominate state government, have made criticism of diversity programs a key aspect of their political brand, including banning DEI programs at the state's public colleges and universities. Ayanna Archie, NPR News.
It's NPR. Today marks 1 year since Russia detained Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich. He's accused of spying, a charge he denies. His mother, Ella Gershkovich, tells ABC News Evan has reached out from prison to stay in touch with others.
He remembers his friends' birthdays. We received flowers from him for the International Women's Day on March 8th. And he really cares. He wants to thank people for their care about him, for keeping his story front and center.
The U.S. says Evan Gershkovich is unlawfully detained by Russia, as is former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan. Whelan was convicted of spying in Russia. Whelan has been jailed for more than 5 years. A new study suggests landfills contribute to climate change at a greater degree than scientists had thought. NPR's Lauren Summer reports the concern is emissions of methane gas.
Carbon dioxide gets a lot of attention for climate change, but there's another gas that's even more potent. It's methane, and one way that it's released is when organic waste, like food scraps, decomposes in landfills. Methane is 80 times more powerful at trapping heat than carbon dioxide is over a 20-year period. Researchers from the University of Arizona and NASA measured methane using aerial flights over a fifth of the country's landfills. They found methane levels are almost three times higher than what's reported to federal regulators. Some landfills trap their methane gas, which can be burned to make electricity. Keeping food waste out of landfills is also key to reducing these emissions. Lauren Summer, NPR News.
This is NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor REI Co-op. REI has gear, clothing, classes, and advice for camping and glamping, biking and hiking, axing and snacksing. Visit your local REI co-op or REI.com for the million and one ways to opt outside.